finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. As we always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
People who are in existence.
But we could explain the characters.
That's true. He listened to the podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Finish Each Other's...
Sandwiches. Did you really?
And this is like a bonus episode, I suppose. And we're going to talk about some jokes, some ideas that we have. Mostly this one joke that's incredibly elaborate. I'm excited about it.
Most of our jokes aren't elaborate and are pretty straightforward and basic, so I know that sounds a little out of character for us, but
these two doors open into each other. That's bizarre.
That's bizarre. How bizarre.
How bizarre. How bizarre.
How bizarre. How bizarre.
It's like Mambo Number 5, really.
It's like a haunted house.
A trumpet!
This is weird. We haven't done a podcast with just us, so I feel like I'm like, we should just contain ourselves.
We should probably not be like really all over the place.
We should probably. You can just bring me a tub of salsa, honey, because I'm getting all the chips.
You can take the funny. I'll take the whole.
Yes, yeah. So
we've promoted it before, but they came together. Go see it because
yes,
David
please.
Wayne is a brilliant man.
Oh my God. It's like the best movie ever.
Come on.
Did you miss it? Did you miss it? Did you miss the drum pad?
We bring it back so hardcore when it's just the two of us.
Yeah. When we don't have to. Well, not that we don't like it.
No, we
love talking to people.
We explained it to other guests and they were like, oh, that's cool. Like, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of like a radio thing. Like, it's used when we don't really talk about it. It's kind of like a lull.
A filler.
But we've yet to have a lull with guests, which is good.
Yes. Yes.
Which is good. We're glad we've had guests on. We have more guests upcoming. A bunch in the line of people coming on, which is really exciting. And everyone seems to be really happy about it. And we are too.
We're excited. Thanks for listening. So let's see. So to start,
let's get right into it.
Let's just do it.
Just dive right in.
Fucking.
Like a high dive.
Like a, wait a minute. What dives? Hold on.
What dives?
Dolphins.
I guess. What's that bird? There's that bird that like dives straight.
A bird.
Straight
I say
the...
dolphin and you say bird about diving. Like that's what you go. You're like,
no,
screw the ocean. I'm going to the air.
There's a bird that dives straight into the water because it tries to get fish. I'm telling you, this is science.
I believe you, but that's
remember
just
when I
funny.
Knew that bird in trivia and you were like, what is that? I'm like, no, I know what it is.
Yeah, I'm just really saying. Glad you know. Who knew the Anne Frank quotes, though?
That's true. You knew. You know all the Anne Frank quotes.
I did.
You know all the horrible Holocaust
What was that
quotes.
Dead child quote that I remember? What was that one, Anne Frank? So, this joke that we have involves a myriad of different characters in set within an Italian family.
Yeah.
Most of our jokes just naturally gravitate towards like a New York Northern accent.
Yeah.
Just because of what we're familiar with.
This is the bonus cast. Bonus Redux. Sprite Remix.
Sprite Remix. Did anybody ever drink Sprite Remix? If so, which one was your favorite flavor? I think mine
tropical.
Was... Tropical?
Yeah, the tropical
I don't remember
one.
Any of them. I just remember having one that was berry. And then the only soda that I missed that they don't have anymore was like...
Surge.
Well, of course. Surge is the holy grail.
Crystal
of
Pepsi.
No, freaking Pepsi Blue.
Pepsi Blue.
I don't know why I liked it so much.
It
was a situation.
I think it was blueberry. I like blueberry flavoring is horrible.
Left it in my bag one time.
So there's this really elaborate joke that we have. And it's basically like... a mock sitcom. So it's a sitcom. J-Rod, hold. Mock trial. It's basically a sitcom, a fake sitcom that we made up that would be in the vein of like, it'd basically be an Italian version of the George Lopez show.
Right.
So like that, like all stereotypes of an Italian family.
Giorgio Lollapalooza. I couldn't think of a better name. I'm sorry.
It's all right. So it starts off, it's okay, so it's an Italian family, mm-hmm. and it's a sitcom, and it's about Italian family.
There's different people in this
the
Italian
theme
family.
The theme song starts off, so the theme song is the...
the Frank Sinatra song.
Dean Martin, actually.
Oh, Dean Martin.
It's a Dean Martin
I knew
song.
I was going to get that wrong.
So it's like, When the pizza hits ya, I like a big pizza pie. That's a pizza. So they're all.
So like, it's like they're all singing it, but they're like singing it wrong, and like they're like walking around the house doing things, and they're like, when the pizza hits ya, I like a big pizza pie. That's a pizza. So they just change.
That's a pizza.
They're like coming in and out doing different things, like a normal, you know, like opening to a sitcom, but they're singing this terrible, terrible song. Which we made up a few months ago. Well,
it's the Dean Martin song, but then like they just parody it and they just say pizza over and over. It's like the worst. It's like the stare. It's basically like it couldn't get any more racist against Italian people. Right. Like if this was like 40 Prejudice. Years ago and it was against black people, it'd be like understood.
Yeah.
It would be like, oh,
of course.
Yeah.
Could this be more racist? Because I would support that. not me, you guys. I mean like 50s white girl. God.
Right.
So anyway, so the pizza theme song, and then there's we'll just explain like a few of the characters. Characters.
So then like characters would pop up and there'd be their names underneath them, and they'd be like to turn around, there's like pizza sauce coming from their mouth, and they're just like and it freeze frames on them and it says their character name.
The mom turns around in the kitchen and she has like an apron and she's holding a baby. She's like, what? Oh, hey.
So we'll go character by character, break it down for you.
And give then we you a also few examples have, of episodes.
We also have some episode ideas. And then we're just going to send this out to every person we know in LA. They're going to buy the rights. And we're going to make the show.
If anyone has a trust fund and wants to back us, seriously. Yeah, this is a gold mine right here we're unleashing upon you guys.
We don't even have a title for it. It's just The Italian Family right now.
We didn't even have names for the characters. They're all the same name because we...
Jimmy!
Tommy! So who should we start with?
Let's go with Don.
Okay, Don is the father. He's the leader. He's the Don. He's the head of the house. The head of the house.
He's a little bit of nip on the jack and nose in your mouth.
You got a little nip and you go to the pump. It's the part of the podcast where we go back to just making terrible accents and sounds.
So Don is the father. Or the head of the household.
Mm-hmm.
He's the main like guy. He's the Carl Winslow or the Archie Bunker of the family.
The Uncle Phil.
So he basically, he's like the dad. So he has a bunch of like sons and like daughters. He got a wife. But his job is he runs an Italian restaurant, of course.
Of course.
But it's more specific. It's a Halloween-themed Italian restaurant, year-round.
Which, year-round, 365, 366 in some cases. And he runs it. He has...
Leap year!
Leap year! He's like open 365, unless it's a year, in which case we're open that day too. Like, that's the commercial. Wait a minute. What about February 29th? No. We're the only ones open that day. Everyone's open that day.
They're Italian. They close for Christmas and Easter, please.
Yeah, please. We're not animals. Jesus. Anyway.
Jesus.
So he has an idea for a Halloween themed restaurant, and everyone's like, Don, what are you doing? You're going to sink yourself financially. You're going to have a Halloween themed Italian restaurant. Nobody's going to go to that. And he's like, you don't know nothing.
Why not just do it on Halloween?
Just have an Italian restaurant. No. Make it Italian.
Year round. I like Halloween.
Sometimes you miss it. You celebrate Christmas all year. Why not Halloween too? Because that's not the same thing, Don. You don't understand. Nobody likes that candy that much, Don. So he has a menu. The menu is basically Italian dishes, but with not like made to be dishes for Halloween. They just change the name. So really it's just names of things, but it's an Italian restaurant, but Halloween themed. So
are you with me? Are you following here?
Do you understand the schematics
of
this?
Are we on the same page?
Okay, because I want to see a blueprint of this restaurant tomorrow. Thank you. See, that's easy to do that. You scared me. I thought you were trying to scare me. Like the kids in the halls get. So before I get further into the restaurant. So some of the dishes include Mummy Mia pasta salad. And then Gabagool.
Welcome. You got the groove.
If I sound like I'm shaking, it's because I'm scared. It's because I am.
Gabagool.
My
favorite.
Your favorite? Fettuccine Alfredo.
Alfredo.
And then Busili Arrabbiata.
That's a twofer.
That's a double take.
Or you can get the appetizer.
Bouchetta.
Bouchetta.
Bouchetta. I was going for a long stretch, like Christini's. I was like, Cripstini? I was like, no, I can't even. I can't. I came up with this. This kind of stemmed from the fact that we always make these Italian jokes. Well, you know, these characters that are from up north and they're just like ridiculous Italian.
We always have the Brooklyn Italian accent.
Yeah.
It's our default accent. And it kills out here because they're not from New
York. Everyone's like, these guys from New York. I'm doing an impression of somebody from here, but still in the New York accent. Like, I can't even remove
my... from New York.
I'm a very committed method joking actor right now. Anyway. So
very proper. Not British proper, but I feel like everybody out here has like a fairly proper accent. It's just very neutral.
Vanilla. It's like white.
It's neutral.
Yeah. Because there's people here that I've met and they're like, oh, I'm from Colorado.
Boo, silly. Arrabbiata.
And then, so apparently he does quite well for himself. I'm burping right now.
You pulled back from the mic to burp.
To not burp. I thought I was going to burp.
You looked at me to like fill the sound. So then I went to the mic and properly burped into it.
You overdubbed my burp with your burp. Your burp was better, so. Reverb. I don't know why I didn't just say that the first time.
Parentheses, we're walking.
Ducks were walking.
I don't want to forget about this. I know I should say it after the podcast, but the joke that we came up with about like the fart castle or something when we were coming back from the mountains, and we were like, how did we not get to this word description?
Oh,
what was
it? We did that already.
Yeah, but what was it?
Oh, my God. I don't fart remember.
Okay, we'll move back. We'll move
that's
on.
True.
We'll talk about it after we stop recording.
Back to the Italian family.
Yes,
so Don is the father. He's the main character, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Oh, the dad character. Not main, but dad character. And he owns the restaurant. And everyone tries to convince him that Halloween-themed year-round is stilly. But he's like, no, I like all my dishes and I want to keep it going. Mm-hmm. Also, the way he speaks is very literal. So he's...
He's very like flat and like literal and explains too much.
He'll explain every situation as is happening.
Which we kind of get this from like just the typical Long Island dad where he's like, I like that little guy. I like when he did that thing. That was nice. That was funny. So then we like, we like exaggerated.
I didn't like when he did the other thing, but
no,
I liked when he did that.
No, that part wasn't that fun. But when he did that other, I laughed at that part. I liked that part. It's the best part. So we like,
that's the good part that I enjoyed.
I laughed at that. Remember when I did that, when I laughed at that part?
We'll explain more what that means within an episode. We'll go back to that. But just know that he speaks very literally. Okay, so we'll move on. Next character, one of his sons, Charlie. Charlie runs because he doesn't want to work for the Italian Halloween-themed Italian restaurant. He's like, no, Dad, I'm not working for your restaurant. I'm going to open up my own business. It's called Cheesesteak Charlie's. We serve cheesesteaks.
24/7.
We spread the best cheesesteaks, best in town. Cheesesteak Charlie. Come on down to Cheesesteak Charlie's. We'll give you the best cheesesteak you ever had.
You ever had. Come on. And so he's doing pretty well for himself. And then he's like, he realizes that he wants to kind of bring in a little bit more business. So he creates an alter business.
An alter ego.
Alter ego business competitor. Yeah. And he himself creates a restaurant across the street from his current restaurant.
Directly across the street from his own restaurant. A competitor of which he made up.
Yeah. It's a ruse. And he calls it Tube Steak Tommy's.
Tube Steak Tommy.
And it's a lot to explain, so we'll just kind of start.
Tube Steak Tommy.
And everyone's like, what are tube steaks? Like, he's like, you know, tube steaks. And everyone's like,
your ma used to make.
And so the whole thing is that he makes two commercials. He makes one commercial that's just him and like a video camera filming himself. And he has a mustache, but he wears another mustache on top of that mustache and a different shirt to pretend that he's Tube Steak Tommy.
He's Tommy.
Nobody notices it. But he, if you go,
it's a bad local commercial.
Like a public access commercial. That's what I was trying to think of.
So it's like, hey, Cheesesteak Charlie, come on down. We'll give you a cheesesteak for $4.95. And then it cuts.
Like a swipe.
It's like,
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah, well, come on down to Tube Steak Tommy's. We'll give you a tube steak for $2.35. That's half the price of a cheesesteak, just to throw it out there.
Just to make the comparison for general business ethics, you know.
And they're like, ooh, boy, I want to go to Tube Steak Tommy's. He's half the price of a cheesesteak. They're like,
I don't know what a tube steak is, but it's cheaper than a cheesesteak.
What's a tube steak? I don't know, but it's half the price of a cheesesteak.
But he makes
steak.
A damn good one, let me just tell you that much. So then at the end, it's like both of them, but it's really just him on like a split green screen. And it's like, come on. It's both talking over each other. It's like, come on down to Cheesesteak Charlie. And then they're like, it's like this commercial brought to you by Cheesesteak Charlie. And then they both point to themselves and go, that's us. Like, basically explicitly saying that this is the same person. And everyone's like, I got to go to this place. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
They give it up immediately. Like, within that's the commercial, us. They're like, that's us.
Because he wants credit for the commercial that he did. He's like, it's my commercial. I want people to know.
I'm Cheesesteak Charlie. Come on down to Cheesesteak Charlie's. Don't go to Tube Steak Tommy's because Tommy's an asshole.
Tommy's an asshole. And he's also running between the two businesses, changing his disguise to try to run both these businesses. So that's another one. I feel like there's more to that, but it's quite a lot. He has a brother.
Okay, yeah, he has a brother named Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Charlie's his own guy. And then Tommy... Oh, okay.
We just only have so few Italian names to continue to use.
We threw it all together. Anyway, all right. So Jimmy's another guy. Jimmy's Charlie's brother. Mm-hmm. Jimmy's like the dumb guy. He's like the dumb person in the family.
He's like the little brother.
Even though they're all pretty dumb. Mm-hmm. But like any sitcom's going to have a dumb character.
Yeah.
So Jimmy's the dumb character.
Yeah, he's the
Jimmy,
dumb one.
Jimmy, in any situation when they go up to people, he always just kind of like takes it too far. Because mm-hmm. he's like the idiot and like...
No filter.
Yeah.
Or sense.
So like, say they're all sitting around on a bench and a girl walks by and they're like, you know, the Don's like, oh, that's a nice broad right there. She's pretty. And then, you know, Charlie would be like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd like to take her out to a nice steak dinner. And then Jimmy's like, yeah, I want to grab her and scoop out her eyeballs and fuck her in the skull. Like, Jimmy!
Jesus, fucking crazy, Jimmy. Girls don't want to hear about you fucking them in the skull, Jimmy. Oh, gotta go buy him dinner, buy him a cheesesteak or something, but don't
buy him a cheesesteak.
Don't go talking about their skulls, Jimmy. That's weird.
You're taking it too far,
You're
Jimmy.
You're taking it too far.
Jimmy, you're always taking it too far.
So they try to focus him and like give him.
By profession, he's put into a very simple job within a conveyor belt, you know, on a line.
Conveyor belt, Darth Vader belt line.
So he's on a line in a factory, which exclusively, only by our knowledge, serves dino nuggets.
Yeah.
And he's just dealing with the boxes. So they just make him close boxes.
Glue them together so they're shut.
And like he comes up to the box and he looks at it and there's just a figure on it that just says, glue line
with a line across the part where the glue goes.
That's all he has to do. Just put the. And he's like, Tommy, where do I put the glue again? The glue line, Jimmy. The glue line.
He's like, that's right, that's right. He's like, come on. He's like, come on, Jimmy. He's like, all right, Tommy, I'm sorry. And then Tommy comes over and he's like, Jimmy, you know, Dad really wants us to do this dino business. We gotta do a good job, you know. I'm making him Spanish. Like, you know, I got to do a good job. He's like, dude, he's like, Dad. What? Dad will be proud. Dad will be proud. You gotta make him proud with the dino business.
So his profession is just putting glue on a box, and he can't figure it out. And it's just too much for him.
He can't figure out how to put it on
there. The glue line, Jimmy.
Put it on the glue line. Which little fact? Open up any of your dino nuggets boxes, and there will be a glue line. And that's how this joke was born. We're like, why does there need to be an illustration and words to tell you? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I missed it. Come on. I hit it. You'll hear the audio of me hitting something.
I didn't have time to move back because I left.
Oh, it's okay. I see you peaked, but we're actually pretty good this episode so far. I'm not going to have to do much editing. Editing.
Editing.
Editing.
Editing.
Editing.
Editing. It's like the joke is like, no, I can't even. Just continue. Please continue because I'm going to say stuff.
Okay. All right. So another brother. Mm-hmm. In the family, He's like the lazy guy. Mm-hmm. So he's not dumb. He's just lazy. He doesn't want to get a job, and he doesn't want to work for the family. He doesn't want to work at the Dino Nugget business. Yeah. He doesn't want to work at Cheesesteak Charlie's or Tuesday Tommy's. He's just lazy. He doesn't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. So he makes a commercial for himself. He's like, oh yeah, my brothers, Charlie, you know, and Tommy can make commercials, but I want to make my own commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, all right. So
What do I like?
He's like, I like pizza. Of course I like pizza. I'm Italian. I like pizza. My dad makes pizza. I love pizza. So I'm making, he makes this commercial, and it's just called, it's just the address he lives at, which happens to be our address because it's funny. 3345 Steel Street. He's like, so he makes a commercial, and it's just to attract people to bring their leftover pizza.
Leftover pizza. He's like, it's another really bad public access commercial. And he's like, You got pizza you didn't finish and you don't want to throw it away. Come on down to 3345 Steel Street. Bring us your unfinished pizza and I will take care of it for you. He's like, give us a call. 3345 Steel Street. Then a guy's like starting to say something. He's like, hey, that's not a, but he cuts it out because it's a guy in the background, but he's so shitty at editing that he can't even cut out like people shouting at him from like, while he's filming,
he's editing this this commercial
with his like iMovie.
so he lives at this address, and his commercial is literally just for people to bring. It's like, you don't like cold pizza. No one likes cold pizza. You want hot pizza. You didn't finish your hot pizza. Bring it. Bring it on down to 3345 Steel Street. That's home of the hummingbirds.
It's like he's stuttering. It's like bad. And like it's just like a terrible commercial.
3345 Steel Street.
And then
come on down with your pizza and I'll take it right off your hands. No problem. No questions asked.
I don't need to know your name. I don't even need to know what you're doing later. You put your pizza and you walk away. And then he has a new commercial that's like an extension where at the end of the commercial, it's like a flashing signal or like a marquee. And it's like now with a new location, he's like, come on down. We got two locations. You can't come to 3345 Steel Street. Come on down to our new location, 3345 Steel Street. It's like, is it like just in another city? Like how is that the same address?
The guy
starts to ask again. He's like, but that's your and then it cuts him off again.
It's literally the same address. He found it in another city.
Yeah.
So he's like, it's like in like Illinois or something like that.
He had to purchase this real estate. But then he has to go there to eat it.
Yeah,
too.
There's a Steel Street, 3345 Steel Street in a random city in Illinois other than Colorado. And he's just like, come on down to the other 3345. Any 3345 Steel Street, you know,
they
you
know
send
about
Pete.
This. They know about
we,
this.
I'm in contact with them.
It's okay. You rest assured your pizza will be taken care of by me. Sorry. Oh, gosh.
It's okay.
Oh, boy.
It's
all right.
That one was really bad.
I know.
We wear headphones when we do this, and that hurt my ears. All the women in the sitcom are named Maria.
Yes,
so
every
that's
single
another joke.
One of them. Yeah.
So like they'll be like Maria, and they're all like yeah,
and it's like broom broom broom, like three heads pop out of the kitchen, all of them with frizzy brown hair,
black, dark brown hair,
big noses,
the whole deal, the jewelry all over their fingers. They all have nasally voices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
we don't have like a specific character, but they're all named Maria, and that's the joke.
And the joke is that they all never know who to answer because they call Maria, and then they all come into the room. But yeah.
So we have a few. Okay, so those are the characters. We got Don, Charlie, and Jimmy, and then like their...
Tommy.
And Tommy. But Tommy's like technically not a real person.
Yeah.
So we have those main characters, and then all the females are Maria. That's another joke. We haven't developed them that much, but anyway, so there's a few episode ideas we have based on these characters. This is the show, the Italian Family Show, and we have episodes with basic ideas. One would be where they go to like a national park, like the Grand Canyon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so like the family road trips to this nice, beautiful serene place.
Mm-hmm. But they're like overdressed and like impatient and they're looking around the edge and everyone's like taking pictures and they're like, yeah, what's so great about it? Like, can we hurry this up? I got a pizza in the oven. I need to go home and take care of my pizza.
I put the oven on for $4.75. I slipped it in. We went to this stupid park. I wanted to see a few things. I'm going to go home and I'm going to eat a fresh pizza. That's all I'm saying. Huh. I got a pizza in the oven. I got to get home. If you hurry this little thing up, I'll have a good time.
What do you want me to do? I'm gonna preheat my oven. I'm not going to put a pizza in it. I don't know. Like, just don't preheat your oven then. Don't start a process where you're not going to be home.
Their oven is constantly preheated.
Yeah. Their oven's always preheating. They just never turn it off. It's preheating or heated. That's all it ever is. It doesn't plateau at any point.
But that's the basic idea. They visit a national park and they're like everything that they do is like in a rush because they have a pizza in the oven back home.
Can I get this done with? I got a pizza in the oven. And that's what we've been saying when we've gone to these national parks. We're like looking across this beautiful canyon like, oh, is it going to be done soon? Because I got a pizza in the oven.
I had a fucking pizza in the oven. Can we get home? Because I got a pizza in the oven.
You thought this was going to be less than 20 minutes? Like, what? I don't understand.
Jimmy's like, I really enjoy this. It's a beautiful Grand Canyon, but I got a fucking pizza.
I
would have
gotten a slice on the way if I had known this was going to take so freaking long.
If I would have known, we would have brought a pizza and then went home and cooked the pizza when we got home.
I could have it frozen, preheat it as you hold the pizza. You run to the out of the car into the house, start the preheating process. Hopefully by the time I leave the car and get to the kitchen, it will be done preheating. And then I can eat this pizza. That's kind of the dad because he's a literal Italian guy. So he's explaining way too much.
They're like, I would have brought a pizza here for you to cook because it's the Grand Canyon. And it's so 120 degrees. And I would have just left it right here on this rock. And it would have been fantastic and bubbly and cheesy and delicious.
This whole puddle beneath me right now is entirely human perspiration and Cove body spray. It's all that is. That bird just ate some of it. He died.
So that was one episode where they go to the Grand Canyon. And you could just fill in the rest because you're adults and you can handle this situation. Because
we can all write the show together.
The next episode that we have. So that one's like a more like a first or second episode. But this other one is like a pilot. So it's Don and Jimmy talk to a hooker. And that's like the idea of the pilot. So Jimmy basically is the one that takes it too far to recollect. And Don is the guy who speaks incredibly literally. Mm-hmm. So they both, a girl walks by on the street. She's a streetwalker. They're living in.
Streetwalker.
She's a working girl.
Streetwalking cheetah.
She's a working girl. She works by the docks.
She's a prostitute.
She will exchange sexual favors for money. Basically, so Don and Jimmy see her. And Jimmy, of course, is the one that takes it too far. And he's just like, hey, yeah, broad, come over here.
So you take debit cards, bitch.
He's like, can I swipe the debit card through your ass crack? Oh yeah. Okay, and, like, and then Don always cuts. He's like, hey, Jimmy, hey, you're taking it too far.
Got to be respectful to this little hooah here.
Got to be respectful to the hookers. They'll do more for less money, you understand?
So I like the Jewish part of that.
Yeah.
He'll do more for less money, I don't know.
Listen, they're from Brooklyn. They're either Jewish or Italian.
Yeah, let's be honest.
And there could be a little mix of both.
Yeah.
So Don starts talking to the hooker and takes over for Jimmy. He's like, okay. So Jimmy over here, he takes it a little too far. I'm going to explain it to you here. What he's expecting from you.
I'm going to say to you what he would say to you, but he cannot, so I will say it for him.
This is what we're going to do. There's three options here. Option number one, which is my... which is not my preferred method, but it is an option.
Yes.
Is where we will exchange sexual favors for no money whatsoever. No exchange. That's a decent one. I like that one. Option number one. Option number two, which is the more common option, and it's used pretty frequently, although I'm not a fan of it, is which case we will exchange sexual favors, and I will give you money in turn for those sexual favors. And then three, my personal favorite, not very common, but I enjoy it very much.
Preferred method,
exchanging sexual favors, in which case you give me some money. That would be the very much preferred, but those are the three options.
Don't forget about the third one because, again, it is my favorite option, but I did list them all together because I wanted to give you the choice, women's lib, you know.
That's my favorite option, but it's not necessarily the only option. As I discussed, there were three options, in which case you could pick one. And then we will settle on that option, and then money will be exchanged. Or if you picked option number one, no money will be exchanged.
No money will be exchanged. You are in complete control of this situation because I do not want to get arrested.
If none of those options are good for you, please walk along.
Please
and
have
we will
a good
never
day.
Speak again.
I got a pizza in the oven.
Because I got a pizza.
Because
in the
I got
oven.
A pizza. Can you be done with this in 20 minutes? Because I got
when
a pizza.
When the pizza hits your eye like a big pizza bite, that's a pizza. Pizza.
That's a good song. I don't know why nobody thinks that's a good pizza.
That's a good pizza.
That's a good pizza.
So who wants to buy this this show? Because it's done. It's 100% there.
I think
Italian
heard,
family.
Is that knocking at the door I hear right now?
I think they so. My like phone's ringing.
Yeah.
My phone's ringing.
When they were knocking, dollar signs were coming out of the other side of the door.
Is it ding, ding, ding?
Nobody else should think these things at the same time. That our whole Italian
I say
family?
You. That's it, man. That's it. That's the Italian family. We pitched the idea. The idea's there.
Mm-hmm.
We just need people to buy it. That's all.
So,
who do you know that we could send this to?
You know, like, when you watch, like, PBS and then they give you, like, the cargo bag if you give them, like, $50. Like, you don't even have to give us $50.
No.
Like, just support this cause.
Just tell us that this was a good idea.
We're going to start paying Sarah McLachlan over images of sick cats and dogs if you don't pay attention and get...
If you think this idea is fantastic as we do, please call us at 3345 Steel Street.
Hey, that's not a...
We'll get back to you as soon as you give us some pizza. That's the end of the episode, guys.
Thanks for listening.
This
if
was
you
bonus
did.
Cast. Redux. Ducks Were Walking.
Sprite Remix.
Sprite Remix. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you enjoy our Italian family sitcom.
Because we have enjoyed talking about it, and it was a nice time that we got to exchange words, some laughter, and we have recorded this, so if you want to do it again after you have listened to it, you can do so at another time.
We love you all. We hope you have a great, fantastic day, evening, night, whenever you listen to this.
I'm going to love you. I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to love you. I'm going to miss you. Have a good week, guys,
Yay.
Or whatever you do.
Have a good everything.
Love your life.
I'm alive.
Gabagool.